Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 30th day of January, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 54 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of Jefferson. It's looking for a high of 57 degrees and low of 41. It's warmed up. It's quite a bit. And it's probably going to turn cold again. It's like one of those fall spring shit things going on, but it has warmed up. That's a damn fact. Anyways, we'll get over to the alternate ministry of life. Well, we'll get over to CNBC, CNN, and Fox, okay? Because they've taken over your fucking internet for you. Thanks to the goddamn fucking Jews and the fucking goddamn bastards in Silicon Valley. Anyways, we'll be right back.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, straight to the propaganda. This is the bullshit. They took your fucking internet away from you. You can sort through this fucking goddamn propaganda and show that it's fucking propaganda. But the bottom line here is the only way we fucking solve this is to take our goddamn country back. We have to take that goddamn corporation and give it the fucking boot the hard way. We have to take back the jurisdictional authority in this country, and we need to fucking take back the fucking borders of our sovereign country. And we need to kick every motherfucker out of here that's come without fucking taking it from us through the due process of the law, each and every fucking one of us, plain and simple. But here we go. CNN, I don't know if this is CNN or if this is CNBC or if this is Fox, we'll find out. Boeing withdraws 737 MAX safety waiver request aimed amid mounting pressure from Washington. Some Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge. How's your Porsche fucking running, buddy? Boeing announced Monday evening that it had withdrawn an application to the Federal Aviation Administration for a safety exemption concerning the 737 MAX 7 following an issue with the aircraft's anti-ice system. This development occurred several weeks after a 737 MAX experienced a near mid-air catastrophe over Portland. That's when the door blew off. You got goddamn fucking third worlders building this fucking shit as cheaply as it can fucking be built and using goddamn Chinese fucking bolts. And I mean, the shittiest of the shit. That's what America has become. We used to be the best of the fucking best. And it wasn't the people that fucking failed. We have informed the FAA that we are withdrawing our request for a time-limited exemption relating to the engine inlet de-icing system on the 737-7, Boeing said in a statement. The plane maker continued, while we are confident that the proposed time limit exemption for that system follows established FAA. Yeah, yeah, fuck it, man. I mean, if a few people fucking die, the de-icers aren't fucking working, okay? You having a problem with the de-icers? Somebody fucked up, didn't they? But hell, if it crashes, man, for what they're making, it's just overhead. Because you're getting all that fucking cheap fucking goddamn Chinese parts and all that cheap fucking foreign labor, aren't you? FAA processes to ensure safe operation. We will instead incorporate an engineering solution that will be completed during the certification process. Reuters first reported the withdrawal, which now complicates the scheduled timeline for certifying MAX. And oh, gosh, fuck, this is just people's lives. Don't worry about fucking the life is cheap on this goddamn planet. Make no mistake about it. A fucking airplane. Now that's worth some money. The withdrawal comes in amid mounting pressure for a Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois, chair of the Senate Subcommittee on Aviation Safety, who called it on the FAA to reject Boeing's waiver for the yet-to-be-certified MAX 7. Well, why not? I mean, you gave out the fucking death shot, the fucking bio fucking weapon shot without even sticking it in the fucking rat. Why not? You know, give Boeing a fucking break here. I'm sure they need the fucking money. They need the more power. I mean, how in the fuck are they going to rule us like fucking slaves if they don't have it fucking all? While Boeing should never have sought this exemption to put another new aircraft with a known safety defect into service in the first place, I'm both relieved and appreciative that they are putting the flying public safety first by withdrawing this petition, Duckworth said. Oh, how wonderful of them. Somebody found out what the dirty bastards were going to do. I praise them. Fuck the dead Americans or dead fucking flyers. She added, I hope this decision makes the beginning of a turnaround in Boeing safety culture moving forward, and I encourage the company to put its full focus into fixing the known safety flaw on the MAX 7 and other MAX aircraft that could lead to catastrophic consequences for passengers and crew. Bloomberg cited Wall Street analysts who expect MAX 7 and MAX 10 delays. Less than a week ago, United Airlines Chief Executive Scott Kirby told CNBC, I'm sorry, people, misnamed, CNBC's Phil LeBeau on Squawk Box that his disappointment in Boeing ongoing manufacturing problems and the need for it to restore its previous reputation for quality. Well, you'd have to go hire all them fucking Americans back and you'd have to start manufacturing the parts in the United States made by United States fucking workers, by fucking the sovereign nationals who would put their name on their fucking work in the day. That's why we had the best fucking cars. We made the best of every fucking thing. And that's something they couldn't stand because it made us have fucking power. It made the average person have power even in the administrative admiralty because they could always click up. We pushed further and further to the right and already started working on alternative plans, and the MAX groundings are the straw that broke the camel's back for us, and we'll build a plane that doesn't have the MAX 10 in it, told LeBeau. What's coming is Boeing appears to have prioritized profits and stock buyouts over public safety. No, they wouldn't do that. Boeing, that's an American company, American. Feel that fucking thump in your heart. Fucking got these fucking animals. They did unbelievable. Let's see what we got here. What you doing there, Rabbi? I mean, if you can, go watch this video. Shows the rabbi come up in his fucking long beard and his fucking Jew suit, and he goes down and he puts a fucking swastika on the sidewalk. What'd you do that for, motherfucker? You ain't going to change nobody's fucking mind. You aren't oppressed. You are the oppressors. You are the fucking animals that need to be extinguished from this fucking earth if there's ever to be peace on this fucking earth. Joy Reid caught on hot mics stating another fucking war. And then this is, and again, a video, and then she does. I mean, it's another fucking war, and it's, who's in the hell, what in the hell's her name? I'll get it in a second here. Maybe I'll have to listen to it. I'm sorry about the people on the phone. You can't hear this. Just give me a second here. Oh, it was Biden, that's right. Starting another fucking war. That's what we need, is another fucking war. We can't afford fucking food to eat. Enough food to eat, and our fucking kids wear rags, and fucking we work our ass off fucking 7 days a fucking week. But, man, another fucking war, that's what we fucking need, because that fucker can go down and sit down in goddamn Kiev and pack his fucking pockets like right there sitting by Putin and sitting by fucking Netanyahu, the whole fucking goddamn mafia gang. Montana CPS removes teen from family after they refused to go along with sex change. Fucking why didn't you shoot them? Why didn't how far will you go to protect your children? You won't. A fucking goddamn a dog will fight to the fucking death to protect its young. You won't. A 14-year-old girl in Montana has been removed from her father and stepmother's custody after they opposed a series of moves made by the state and healthcare professionals. Fuck you, son of a bitch. Professional fucking goddamn butchers is what you are. To undermine their parental authority, you wouldn't ever. I tell you, I'm old now, but in my day, man, you tried to fuck with my parental authority, you'd die. Authority and facilitate sex change for a girl, fucking right. You parents ain't got no goddamn guts. You wouldn't let your fucking, you'd fight to the death for them. The child, who identifies as a male named Leo but is a female, was eventually placed in the custody of Child and Family Services, who have since decided to send her to live with her biological mother in Canada. In an interview with Redux, Christy and Todd Kolstad looks like, explained that the ordeal began in August 2023 when her daughter Jennifer School called, claiming that she had tried to kill herself with toilet bowl cleaner and painkillers. Despite knowing that there was no way this was true, they took her to the hospital. Sure enough, the toxicology reports revealed no abnormalities. While there, however, medical professionals referred to the teen using male pronouns because they must do what the patient tells them. Krista said that during Jennifer's stay at the hospital, the teen was repeatedly informed about gender-affirming care. We can't, fucking people are walking around with goddamn abscess teeth. Fucking people who really need fucking goddamn health care, but there ain't no goddamn health care. Go to a doctor, you want to fucking die. They got gender-affirming fucking bullshit, this fucking abomination to fucking life. You will fucking pay. The earth will make you pay. Gender-affirming care, including double mastectomy surgery to give the female chest a flat look, and that her motherly concern was dismissed. Eventually, a joint decision was made by, what do you mean a joint? You come make a joint decision with me and my kid, you motherfucker, you'll be dead. Eventually, a joint decision was made to let Jennifer spend time at a treatment facility to receive counseling. I get her so far away from these fucking communist motherfuckers that they wouldn't even know she ever existed. However, even though there were enormous options in Montana, they were told that she could go to Wyoming, where Krista soon discovered gender-affirming care was accessible to minors without parental consent. No, it fucking isn't. You have the idea there. You're not in the reality. The reality is them parents have a right to shoot your fucking ass down. You do not take their goddamn parental rights away from them. They are custody. They hold custody over their child's right until they're 18. You got it, motherfuckers? And if you fucking cowards, her parents are fucking cowards. Jennifer was originally given a bed in Montana, but not long after it was decided against Krista's and Todd's wishes that she should go would go to Wyoming. A short time later, Child and Family Services showed up with police and took her out. I'll tell you what, there've been some dead fucking cops laying there, and I'd shoot them fucking social workers first. Up with police and took her out of his care. No due process of the fucking law through the common law courts is fucking guaranteed by the Supreme Superior. Absolute, unalienable. Fucking law of December 15, 1791. This was fucking kidnapping. In September, Jennifer returned to Montana and was put in a youth dynamics group home for 6 to 9 months. That term was cut short, however, when on January 19, 2024, a judge ordered Krista and Todd to relinquish custody. Kill them. All you can do is kill these motherfuckers. Try to tell me you can peacefully. Maybe you go out there and protest it while they do it any fucking how. Shove your protests up your fucking ass. That's what they're fucking worth. CFS, who have since told them that Jennifer will be sent to her biological mother, Kristen, in Ontario. We were told that letting Jennifer's transaction and live as Jennifer transaction and live as a boy was in her therapeutic best interest. Fuck you, find out. I mean, these motherfuckers have to be fucking shot down like the fucking dogs they are. And because we aren't willing to follow the recommendations the court gave CFS custody of Jennifer for 6 months, Krista told Redux, adding that Christine has never really been a part of Jennifer's life and she has a history of fucking abusive behavior. Maybe she'll fucking cut her little girl's tits off, huh? Krista and Todd have been held in contempt of court for speaking out against the state's... Pimp, fuck you, it ain't no court. You've been held in contempt of corporation, dumbass. And the only way you get rid of these fuckers is to shoot them. Krista and Todd, anyway, for speaking out against the state's handling of the situation, but have vowed to continue to fight a give, sin, go, was launched to help them. Here we go, people. Here you go into the administrative admiralty, into King Chuck's fucking goddamn admiralty fucking goddamn star chamber courts being run by his esquires. And you better have a whole lot of money to hand them both, and they're still going to do what's worst for the... And now you don't even have to fuck them. How much does a box of bullets cost? It reads, I'm setting up this give, sin, go campaign for my brother and sister-in-law who have fallen victim to the forced trans ideology, government and medical tyranny. And tyranny. What do you do about tyranny? You fucking fight it. That's the problem here. You're not doing your goddamn duty to enforce the fucking law. Enforce the fucking law, each and every one of you. And it stops. It has to. We outnumber them. That resulted in the medical kidnapping of their 14-year-old child in Montana, facilitated by Francis Mahon, Deaconess Hospital in Glasgow, Montana, along with Montana CPS. They have been treated, threatened, intimidated, mocked, and had their characters attacked, and custody is being stripped from them because they did not consent to. You don't fucking second. You don't coerce us in any fucking way. If you would fucking go out there and kill these cocksuckers who have no jurisdictional authority over you, who are trying to fucking threaten me, you motherfucker, I'll blow your fucking head off. Consent for transition, a 14-year-old child in mental crisis. They need our help to meet the mounting expenses and legal fees. Oi, 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 oi. They fucking goddamn kikes. They start all this fucking sick shit. It's 1% of the fucking population, and they fucking fill their fucking pockets, just like that cock-sucking rabbi. They're drawing the swastika on the sidewalk. Ain't gonna fucking work. The world knows what you son of a bitches are. as they fight to get their daughter back in a system that has become corrupt and weaponized against families. Well, I guess you better become weaponized against it. Oh, no, we'll go sing Kumbaya. We'll go sing the Barney song with them, and they'll like us and let us have our kid back. You fucking cowards. Will you please help us and stand with them? Stand with them how? Oh, that's it. Get your goddamn checkbook out. Fucking that, this money will go straight into the pockets of the fucking administrative admiralty fucking kite fucking esquires. Make no mistake about it. They'll split it up. And as far as this kid, they got no fucking jurisdictional authority over nobody's fucking kid. If this can happen in Montana, of all places, none of us are safe. Then I guess all of us better get to getting ourselves safe by blowing these motherfuckers away, right? And neither are our children. If your children aren't fucking safe, you're a fucking, and you don't go out and you don't fight with fucking everything you got, and I mean weapons, you're shit beneath my feet. Help us bring Holly home. I hope you make a whole lot of fucking money. I mean, fucking, we talk about the goddamn bastards that have taken over the fucking net and the fucking... what have you. But I mean, they throw all this shit out here like this, and they'll get a big pile of fucking money, and the kid will end up getting the tits cut off, and fucking, well, everybody's happy. I mean, you don't love your fucking kids if you won't fight for them right there on the fucking spot to the fucking death. An update was issued on January 29th saying Kolstad family statement. Krista and Todd originally had a YouTube video detailing the series of events that resulted in the kidnapping of their child. So your child's been kidnapped, and you fucking go to a fucking goddamn kite fucking esquire of King Chuck so you can go into a Star Chamber court as a fucking piece of property and try to claim that you have a standing, because they're going to tell you don't, and you do not. They were threatened by the judge with contempt of court and prison time if they didn't remove it. Then someone, not Kolstad's, uploaded it to Rumble. You may find it there, but due to the threats, they cannot personally share it at this time and have no control over its dissemination online. So you got to go, here's a fucking for Rumble. You guys looking to get into the fucking goddamn Porsches too? Huh? Is that what this is about? Like the fucking advertising on TV advertising for each other? Fuck you. I would fucking shit. I'd eat shit before I go over to your fucking site. You may find it there, but due to threats, they cannot personally share it at this time. Of course you can't. And have no control over its dissemination online, as they are not the ones who posted it on Rumble. Please pray for them. I will. You know what? I'll do more than that. I condemn this. I mean it. I'm sorry I had to do that, but I fucking condemn it. Representative Ihan Omar declares she is loyal to Somalia and Islam. I hate America. And that's what she says. I mean, and what the fuck don't you people get about this? Far left Representative Ihan Omar has declared that she is only loyal to Somalia and Islam, and doesn't feel any sense of allegiance to the United States of America. And this is, I mean, this bitch, she's not even first generation. I wonder how much money we're paying this cunt, or the people of Minnesota are. During a speech to the Somali community in Minnesota on Saturday, Omar declared she and her fellow Somalis are first and Muslim second, with no mention of being American. Omar also admitted she represents Somalia in Congress. Somalia! Henry fucking ain't represented. I can trace my goddamn lineage back before this was a fucking country. And I know what my goddamn rights are. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national. I'm not fucking represented, but Somalia is. I mean, you've allowed this. You have fucking allowed this. You're a bunch of fucking cowards, because you have the law to fucking shut this shit down in a fucking heartbeat. Only you might have to put yourself to a hazard. You might get fucking killed. Goddamn, better to let your children get killed. Throw them up in front of you. Man, there's human shields. Why don't you cowardly son of a bitches? In Congress, and told the audience that they control the U.S. government Somalia policy. Oh, do you really? The U.S. government, you see, and you notice how when fucking Biden, you know, when he's talking about fucking attacking us with F-15s, isn't that kind of separating them from us? I mean, the American nationals, the people who fucking have the jurisdictional authority over this fucking country, who they're supposed to, they're supposed to be our servants. Didn't you read the Federalist Papers? Maybe you better read the Anti-Federalist Papers, because that's how it fucking is. They did exactly what the Anti-Federalists said they would do if we were not fucking vigilant and taking our duty to fucking enforce that fucking law seriously. Outraged Americans called for Omar's. Oh boy, here we go. Now we're getting somewhere. I got some outraged fucking Americans called for Omar's expulsion from the House of Representatives. It doesn't even fucking exist. It's a fucking goddamn another corporate fucking board. It's bullshit. It is fucking running fucking fraud from the fucking top down. Reporting on the speech is sketchy as to the location. However, a banner can be seen in the video with a partial date and location of January 27, 2024, Minneapolis, indicating the speech was given in Minneapolis on Saturday and Omar repeatedly addressing Minnesotans in her speech. And she's speaking in a fucking small in. I looked at the fucking video. She speaks and she's talking in small. I can't understand the fucking word she's saying. That's supposed to be my goddamn representative. No, she's not. And she never was. And they know it. And we know it. It's the corporation. It's the United States corporation, unlawfully fucking created in violation of the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, in particular, the ninth article. They had no fucking authority to fucking create this fucking goddamn corporation and then try to name the people as goddamn subjects of this corporation, which makes you them your sovereign, which means everything you own, they own, including you. That's why you have no standing in these fucking star chamber fucking courts. Your property. Got it? Remarks about Somalia ethno-nationalism and her expressing a desire to reclaim land from neighboring countries, and she's talking about fucking, I'll go over there and warn for my Somalian people and take this land here, because this is what's going on, and this is what's been going on since the fucking Jews started long, long time ago, 1947, I do believe. Countries and issues with Somaliland. Omar posted a response to the criticism on Sunday. It is not only slanted but completely off, but I wouldn't expect more from these propagandists. You fucking cunt. You foreign fucking cunt. I pray for them and for their sanity. In what language and to what God? No nation state can survive if its states start to get involved in land lease negotiation with other fucking countries without the consent of the federal government. There is no federal government to begin with. It is a fucking corporation, and they don't need our consent for anything, because they have fucking passed us off. They are ignoring our fucking law. They are ignoring our supreme, superior jurisdictional authority, and it's our fucking duty to whip their fucking asses out of here and put fucking law and order back in line where it belongs, and that is our fucking, God damn it, individual fucking responsibility. It is to make our autonomy real. Somalia's in Somalia, God, and in the dysphoria are united in that effort, and I stand in solidarity with them. No amount of harassment and lies will ever change that. This fucking bitch, I mean, what about the people in Minnesota who can trace their fucking bloodlines like I can, back before this was even a fucking country? I mean, the fucking Constitution never fucking was. All we have is the Bill of Rights, and it belongs to we the fucking people. We're the jurisdictional authority, and by God, we're not fucking enforcing our own law, and that's what's killing us. YouTube transcript of an excerpt of the speech lightly edited for formatting, I betcha. And then it has her down here giving the speech, and I'm telling you, it's all in Somalia. A lot of people call me asking, Ian, you should talk to the U.S. government. What will the U.S. government do? My answer was, the U.S. government will do what we tell it to do. Oh, yeah, because you're a fucking Somalian, right, you motherfucker? I didn't know I was living in Somalia. I thought I was living in the United States, my fucking United States, the people, the individual free sovereign nationals United States. They'll do what we tell them to do. That's what we'll do. They're a bunch of fucking goddamn communists, capitalists, fucking fascist bitches. They'll do what we tell them. We should have that confidence as Somalias. We live in the country. We pay tax. It's taxes. It is a country where your own daughter is a congresswoman. As long as I am in the Congress, others will not take Somalia's territorial waters. You listen to this. These motherfuckers think they have authority over we, the fucking people, in our possession. We need, this bitch should hang. She should be put up against the wall this afternoon and shot for fucking treason and fucking sedition. Blanket. The U.S. government will not support others to take what's ours. So don't worry about that, dear Minnesota. You got your lady in the Congress. She is well aware and feel what you feeling, okay? As for President Hassan Skecha, I mean, they're talking about, fuck. I'm saying we are very happy because of you, because of the great work you did. You have showed Somalias and others that no matter how much problems we have as Somalias, we are capable people. Yeah, if you have some fucking Jew backing you and putting you in a goddamn public office, you cannot take, you foreign whore. We are people who know their country, people that never in history are inaudible, people that their country can never be put in danger. So want to congratulate the people of Minnesota and Somalias everywhere for sticking together, like my uncle said, and also how all of you stood by our president, because he needs all of us to stand by him. She's talking about the president of fucking Somalia. What fucking people, you better take this son of a bitch back now. This is being entrenched, stupid asses. You want to live in fucking Somalia? Get these fuckers out of here. Every fucking one of them. You better get them out of here, cunt. You better get out too. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national. I'm not one of your fucking property, fucking 14th Amendment citizens, motherfuckers. I'm ordering you, get these motherfuckers out. Somalia is for Somalia people. Somalia is one. We are all brothers and sisters. Our land cannot be divided. There are other lands that we are missing, which we'll seek, insha Allah, one day. But for the land we got now, it will be divided. So thank you all for honoring me and welcoming me, as always. These are being spoken by what's supposed to be. She never was a congresswoman to start with. You'd have to have a fucking goddamn constitution. You'd have to have a process to make her one. She ain't. There's no election. There's selection. She was put here by fucking somebody like Soros. That's who put this bitch here. Unfucking believable, people. And then, you know, we're going to do a trucker strike. I was going to talk about that a little bit. You know, I was thinking about, you know, fucking 700,000 people. Now, how could they possibly know a thing like that? Did everybody sign a roster saying I'm going to be there? Is this just another goddamn ripoff like the last one where somebody, you know, steals, you know, $40,000-$50,000, just a little fucking con job? Or are 700,000 stupid asses going to, you know, our strength in this country is that we are spread out over 590 million square miles, and we are about 300 million fucking people, and we are armed to the fucking teeth. So what, man, if I was going to attack somebody like that, just a little fucking notion here, people. If I was going to do an attack, a surprise attack, because they're in dire straits right now, don't think they're not. If I was going to do a surprise attack, I would want to, God, if I could just get all those people to congregate in one place without their guns. Oh, a peaceable trucker strike. Works so well up in Canada. Yeah, you betcha. And, you know, fucking three bombs, you take out 300,000 people and scare, and suppose, I mean, it's what the King of England thought he was going to do here the first time. Remember old King George the Third? He thought he was going to go and just be brutal and scare the rest of the people into submission, but it didn't fucking work. It will not fucking work. But if I was going to do it, I'd try to get as many of them in one or two or three places, and that's just one or two or three bombs, and you take out 300,000 fucking people, and the rest of everybody else shits their fucking pants, hands their fucking guns over, and bends their fucking knee and kisses your ring, right? Okay, Governor Abbott boasts Texas helped transport over 102,000 migrants deeper into the United States. I wanted them behind me, Abbott. Thank you, son of a bitch. What do you think you're fucking doing to protect our border by putting them in, you know, we got them sanctuary cities, we got them. Yeah, and we got the enemy fucking behind us and all around us. We're behind enemy fucking lines, you fucking traitor. Why didn't you throw them back over the fucking border, you son of a bitch? Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Monday, this is by Chris Minahan, Information Liberation, I don't know if it's CNBC, CBS, or CNN, we'll find out. Texas Governor Abbott on Monday boasted that he's helping facilitate the Biden's regime's open border agenda by transporting over 102,000 migrants to sanctuary cities. Yes, you fucking are, you fucking traitor. You don't put them further into the United States. Get them behind us. You motherfucker, you are sending goddamn foreigners who are fucking invaders, and you are taking them and putting behind me, around me, you son of a bitch. I didn't make no sanctuary cities, and neither did the fucking American nationals of this country. You're a fucking traitor. Migrants to sanctuary cities deeper inside the U.S. That's what we want. We want the motherfuckers in every fucking township, in every fucking city. That way we don't even know who to fucking shoot at, right? You phony fucking prick in the wheelchair. What do you think you... God! Why didn't you throw them back over the border if you were a real fucking American, which you ain't? You're a corporate fucking whore. I gotta imagine what they got pictures of you in that wheelchair doing, you sick bastard. Texas has transported over 102,000 migrants to sanctuary cities, Abbott said. How much does that cost the people of fucking Texas when you could have kicked their ass right back over that fucking border and not let them cross in the first place? Overwhelmed Texas border towns should not bear the brunt of Biden's open border policies. So if Biden sent you a whole fucking bunch of money and a bunch of resources, you'd be good with it, wouldn't you, you bastard? Our transportation mission will continue until Biden secures the border. Fuck you. Secure the fucking border. We got to run about 100 million of these motherfuckers out, and you know it, and you help put them deeper into the internet. I mean, think about that. Why not? What if we were invaded by China? I guess you go down there and bus them up, you know, up to Chicago, to New York. They're sanctuary cities. I mean, I guess they could come without guns because they can always pick them up after they get here. In fact, a fucking foreigner can go get a gun without a goddamn background check. Border towns should not bear the brunt, really? Who should bear the brunt? How about kicking their fucking ass back over the border? None of us bear the brunt, you fucking prick. No wonder the Biden regime said over the weekend they have no plans to have a confrontation over the razor wire Texas put up at the border. Their agenda is going forward as planned. Of course it is. He's doing if you're busting them in. I mean, what it's all about? Getting them in every fucking neighborhood so the person next door shoots you and fuck you. You can't even tell who's your friend or enemy. Is that what it's about, you fucking bastard? Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
How many summers still remain? How many days are lost in vain? Who's counting out these last remaining years? How many minutes do we have ways to taste. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Sorrow is there left to climb? How many promises are worth the time? Who on earth is worth our time? Is there a heart here that I can call mine? Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Watch his life go down the drain. How many moments has he lost today? And how much could ever see clear? The end is coming almost. Wasted days, wasted days. Watch your lives just fade away to more wasted days, wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days, wasted days. More wasted days. We watch our lives just slip away to more wasted days.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:47 Pacific Time, and that was John Mellencamp, who's a fucking communist. And Bruce Springsteen, who's definitely a fucking communist. But the fucking words ring true. More wasted time. How much of my fucking life have I fucking wasted just to watch stupid shit? Let's work on, we'll do a trucker convoy like they did up in fucking goddamn Canada. Yeah, that's what we'll do. That way we don't have to get really scared when we'll leave our guns at home and then they won't hurt us. You dumb, dumb, cowardly motherfuckers. Dumb. You deserve it. But there are people out here that do not deserve it who aren't fucking dumb like you are. We have the fucking means. We have the law on our fucking side. we'll do a trucker thing. See, we're going to go block the fucking road. Well, what if they unblock that road with F-16s? They could take out about 300 fucking thousand of your God going, everybody knows where you're fucking going, don't they? Dumbasses. You're not going to stop this by fucking bitching and moaning about it. Hence, protesting. The only way this fucking stops is if you shoot their fucking asses out of here. If you kill them dead. Because if you don't, they're going to kill you dead. They're going to cut your little daughter's tits off. They're going to cut your little boy's dick off. You got it? You'll go to your goddamn fucking trucker, fucking block the road bullshit, fucking protest. Go whine and bitch about it. And the admiralty, we'll get a lawyer for $400,000 to do what we could do by ourselves for $40 if we weren't so goddamn stupid. If we weren't so fucking ignorant. If we weren't such fucking cowards. Wasted days indeed.
Back in the day, Henry, when they had some backbone, nothing ever got accomplished. And no backbone today.
No, sir. No, sir, there is not. And I don't know. I can't, when you say something like that, I can't fucking say, no, you're wrong, because you're not. This disgusts me, man. It really fucking does. I mean, how did our dads raise men? My kids are men. I mean, they're going to die fighting for their kids. There are some of those people that are going to get fucked because of the fucking cowardly son of a bitches out there who fucking, oh, they'll protest. I'll put up a sign. That'll make them stop. I'll go vote. That's it. That would change. You fucking retards. Fucking 200 years of being fucked in the ass and you ain't figured it out yet. There's old fucking Greg Abbott sitting in his wheelchair. Protester goes off on Nikki Haley. We're sick of the wars. We want America first. And that's all this is. This bitch standing up. I mean, it's a fucking video. If you want to go watch the son of a bitch, but she's standing up in front of a huge American flag. And she's obviously talking about going to war with somebody else, this foreign bitch. She was born in fucking India. She's not a natural born American national. She cannot run for fucking, well, I guess if it's a corporation, she can run for CEO because there is no fucking law in this country except the Bill of Rights, and the people are too fucking yellow to fucking enforce it, which is your duty. Your duty. I'm not even going to say your right anymore. I used to want you to know it was your right and get your fucking pride. It's your fucking duty, coward. Breaking report. Massive fire erupts after large explosion at Feathercrest Farm Chicken Plant in Bryan, Texas. Now, what do you think about all these? I mean, go look at this son of a bitch if you can. This is a humongous fucking fire stuff at a chicken farm. And all these food production things, getting rid of the fucking dams, you name it, man. It's all fucking part of the same fucking gang. Oh, man, what else we got here? Dun-dun-dun-dun. Do-do-do-do. Oh, yeah, there's a video that won't play. It's flashing back and forth. Okay, the moment Israeli forces in disguise stormed the Ben Sina hospital in Jenin and start slaughtering civilians. Oh, you mean committing genocide? You mean call it a slaughter, you know, any way to take away from it, anything, a tiny little fucking bit, because these motherfuckers, just like that rabbi out there spraying the goddamn swastika on the sidewalk, they are fucking desperate. The world knows what these son of a bitches are, and the world's starting to wake up to it. But we as American nationals, we are some fucking pathetic, pitiful son of a bitches. That's all I can say. Pathetic, pitiful son of a bitches. We have the fucking law. We have the fucking means to do it, and we won't fucking do it. Why? Because we're fucking cowards. No fucking balls. Pussies. Pentagon admits it has no evidence Iran was behind drone attack that killed 3 U.S. troops in Jordan. No fucking shit. Well, we'll look at it. This is by Dave DeCamp, AnnaWar.com. Where's my Porsche? The Pentagon on Monday said Iran bears responsibility for the drone attack in northeastern Jordan that killed 3 U.S. troops, but admitted it has no evidence that Iran was directly involved. Admits it. We have no fucking evidence, but we're going to say it. We're going to go bomb them. What do you guys think? That's a good idea. I mean, we can afford it, right? We got the bucks to bomb another fucking country. Maybe what person meant when they said no more war. No more fucking war. Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Tsai said the responsibility fell on Iran due to its support of Iraq Shia militias. The U.S. believes carried out the attack. How many fucking innocents have been killed? And we don't even hide it. I mean, it's not secret. By the fucking munitions and the fucking technology we've handed over to those sick in the head, fucking kike, Zionist pig shit eating motherfucking Israelis. Tell me that. Why we should? I mean, not we, but the God, this corporation. I won't say we because a lot of people just shit their fucking pants because they're cowards. But the corporation that's causing this fucking shit should be held. We're not held responsible for anything. Biggest arms dealers in the fucking world. Right fucking here. And those weapons are used to attack fucking Yemen. They're used to attack Syria. They're used to attack Lebanon. And recently, they've been used to attack fucking, in the Ukraine. I seen a fucking video on here of a drone. Like, these little drones are like fucking flying mines. And this guy dodges it and it fucking just misses him and blows up. But I mean, this is it's like they're playing fucking goddamn games. And we said here, we're getting fucking poorer every fucking day. And it's getting colder. And we're getting fucking, goddamn it. Do you people have a line that nobody can cross? Do you have one anywhere in your fucking being? Iran continues to arm and equip these groups to launch these attacks. No, they arm and equip them because they sell fucking arms like the United States does. Arming and for attacks is when you give the motherfucking arms to Israel to fucking commit genocide on the Palestinian people. And you think about your little trucker fucking strike. How'd you guys all, you see how them they had those Palestinians kegged up, shooting them down like fucking, like rabbits? How would you like to be like, you're going to take your fucking gun with you? He's going to take it just in cases. They'll fucking, I mean, you think they won't do it here? They're going to do it here. They intend to do it here. They think you're a bunch of pussies, and I think they're fucking right. These attacks will be, we will certainly hold them responsible. When asked if the U.S. knew Iran and Iran leaders were actually behind this attack as in planned, coordinated, or directed it, Tsai admitted that the U.S. has nothing to show that. They just sold some fucking weapons. If everybody that used the fucking, we think about the war with Iran when they used the sarin gas, when Iraq used it on Iran's, and I mean, they slaughtered hundreds of thousands of people on the battlefield, sarin gas. And we went in after those weapons of mass destruction. Remember the piles and piles of fucking sarin gas? What did it have on this? Let's see. I can remember here. What was written on the side? Oh, yeah, that's right. U.S. fucking A. You hypocritical motherfuckers. Like the guy said, another fucking war? We can't afford to fucking eat no more, you son of a bitch. We know that Iran certainly plays a role. By the way, I'm thinking of it. My friend in Pennsylvania, I did get your correspondence with the sticky note, if you're listening. We know that Iran certainly plays a role with these groups. They arm and equip and fund these groups. Arm and equip, mean like we're doing Israel? And Israel's committing genocide, but they shouldn't be attacked for committing genocide. If somebody pays to attack them, it's a fucking, not a double, what they call a double standard. Oh, that's right. We're just fucking goddamn going. We're just going and they're fucking goddamn the supreme beings. These fucking animals, these rabid dogs, these pig shit eating fucking kikes. I don't have more to share on terms of an intelligent assessment of if leaders in Iran were directing this attack, she said. So you have no, I mean, that's how it's come in this country. I was, you know, in January 6th thing, you guys remember Section 1021 and 1022 of the National Defense Authorization Act for military arrest and indefinite detention without fucking charges being filed, without them even knowing what you are? That is what those people that are being held for that were stupid enough to follow those fucking federal agents into the goddamn, Capitol. into the, what am I thinking of, the Congress or the Capitol building. That's what they're being held under. Obama first signed the son of a bitch as an executive order and put it in fucking with the National Defense Authorization Act. He's the one that put that fucker in there. Arrest of American citizens by the military without warrant and indefinite detention. Isn't that what you're seeing? And you're going to see, that's another thing. You're just fucking allowing it. You don't fucking have to. I don't care what those fucking people were doing there. They got a right to a goddamn process of law. And it's showing right in that fucking Bill of Rights, which is the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of the United States of these Americas, ratified by representatives of the people, elected by the people, and ratified in December 15, 1791. You won't enforce that fucking law. So now you're fucking, you Trump-tards, your brethren sit there in the fucking goddamn, God, who knows where they are. They could be taking them out. They could be riding them around in the van, dieseling them. You don't fucking know. Because you will not back the goddamn law. You will not take up your responsibility. You will not put yourself to hazard. And when this trucker fucking bullshit goes down, I'll be interested to see how it fucking turns out. And that's all about all I got to fucking say today, man. I'm fucking disgusted. I truly fucking am. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches, if my stomach can fucking take it. Until then, man, I mean, fucking, Hubert's right. Fucking bunch of fucking, we bred a fucking bunch of fucking pussies. That's the word from the trenches. We'll be right back.